Oh, definitely. Yeah, we had a tough stretch early in the year, obviously, and, you know, they're finally starting to come together a little bit, and we're kind of figuring the dynamic of our team, move the lineup around a little bit. But, you know, I knew we had the athletic ability, but just kind of putting all the pieces together is, you know, it was a process. But we're starting to come around. It's been, you know, a little bit less stressful. You know, now we're starting to win some games and compete a little bit better, but you know, we're trending in the right direction for sure.
Double-digit wins yesterday. I mean, 13 runs in the first, 10 runs in the second. Good to see the offense really come alive on Monday.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, we spent a lot of time indoors, a lot of time hitting, and, you know, I've seen the capabilities, but now putting pieces together as we're, you know, seeing live pitching, it's been nice. You know, we have the offense rolling, you know, we're a very tough team to beat.
And it's not just one person. It's infectious. It's everybody in your lineup's getting involved, aren't they?
They definitely are. The bottom of the lineup has really stepped up. And, you know, the top, we've been really heavily relying on the top of our lineup, you know, the top four or five girls. And now, you know, when we get production from the bottom, it's, you know, we're tough, like I said before.
And your two pitchers came through, what, complete game efforts, I do believe, yesterday. That's good to see.
Yeah, that was great to see. There are number two and three pitchers coming in and, you know, really pulling up that strike zone. It was a good day for them. Weather cooperated very nicely, no wind. But, yeah, just getting them out there, you know, playing the JV team, getting their feet wet a little bit at home. And it was a good day for us.
And you're coming off even some wins before that, Otero, and the five-game series, taking three of the five games. That was on their home field to boot. That was a great trip for you.
Yeah, that was. I mean, besides the first and the last game, we've competed in the first, but the games in between, you know, we just couldn't get out. It was crazy to watch. I mean, everything we hit was just falling. We scored a bunch of runs with two outs. It was a good weekend for us. This five-game series are a little bit tough, a little bit taxing, but, you know, the rest of our season is going to be a grind. So we're going to have to come out and compete every day and have that energy.
I don't remember those five-game series before. Is that something new that teams are going through and putting in this year a little bit more?
Yeah, they're doing it just this year. I think next year we're just going to go to a four-game series. Typically, you know, they have that pot tournament like McCook hosted last year, where you play every team in the region once. So that's technically supposed to be the fifth game, but they canceled that pod tournament this year because of weather. So they just thought it was a good idea to do a five-game series, and not quite sure whose idea it was, but that's going to change next year. It's tough.
I know you got some days coming up here, a day or so to get some things in. I know come back here on, really just 2 days for us with Tuesday, Wednesday. But Central Committed to College Commitment Coach, once again, for doubleheader on Thursday. What's the scoop? The Central Committed to College Columbus team, are they pretty good this year?
Yeah, from everything I've heard from other teams that have played them, they're pretty solid. They can hit well. Not 100% sure about their pitching, but they're going to be able to swing it for sure. So, yeah, like you said, the couple days rest, which is nice for our girls. We'll give them today off. Tomorrow we'll, you know, get back after it in Central. Yeah, should be a good couple games there.
And then a Lamar series, that's another, it looks like, a five-gamer coming up for Saturday, Sunday. And are they really, they're coming to McCook for the one game on Monday? Is that schedule correct on that?
No, they just put us in as the, it's a five-game series, but one of the games we are the home team because that's how it works out at the pod. So, like, when you travel for a four-game series, typically, obviously, you're the away team, and then at the pod, you would be the home team. So it's confusing. It's going to change for sure, but, yeah, so we'll play all five in Lamar, but that last game will be home. And then we have Tuesday we go up to North Platte, Wednesday we go to Southeast, so that's a going to be a grind.
So just kind of schedules, you know, a little road trip here, home for a couple of games, road trip. So it's mixing and matching pretty much throughout the entire spring, isn't it?
It is, just especially with how the weather's been, and then we adding that extra day for the five game series. It's been kind of tough to piece, you know, together those Nebraska conference games when you know, we're also really needing to get in our region games.
I know, Mike, we talked about it a little bit this morning, and it's coming up here in a couple of weeks on the 28th. Pretty special with the Purple Out games against North Platte Community College. I know you're gonna face them a couple of times before that 28th, but what Purple Out is all about, that's pretty special. Once here with McCook Community College, what the community does and the girls and North Platte Community College is nice to do this as well. That's going to be a pretty special day, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, you know, when my previous experience here coaching baseball, I mean, it's been a big deal. You know, you get a lot of community involvement, and I think it's great for the Terry family, and really, really great for our girls to be a part of that, and great for Abby as well. I'm excited for that. Hopefully we get a pretty good turnout for that, which I think we will. It's also going to be our sophomore day, but it's going to be a good day. Hopefully weather cooperates for us.
Yeah, that's we're mid part of April, Mike. Season's about, a month left in the season or so, maybe a little bit less than a month. It's going to go faster down the stretch, isn't it?
It is, and we're going to be so busy playing, which, we're going to have to hopefully not get that injury bug, knock on wood, but it's going to be busy.